Well, lots of tension down in KwaZulu-Natal. This following the shooting of Prince Mbongiseni Zulu and another person. This happened last night at Nongoma in the northern part of KwaZulu-Natal. Prince Mbongiseni Zulu was part of the committee for King Mosazulu Zwelithini's coronation and was seen as a key advisor to the Zulu king. This is the second person who holding similar stature in the royal circles who has been killed in September. Dr. Dumisani Khumalo was shot and killed near his home. So to get the latest on this and find out if the police have any leads or insights into what might have happened, and Nhlanhla Mabaso is EWN's reporter down in KZN. And Nhlanhla, good afternoon to you. What is the latest coming from the authorities?
Good afternoon, John. Well, the authorities continue with their investigation to find the perpetrators or even the masterminds who may have been behind the killing of Prince Mbongiseni Radha Zulu, who was also a close confidant to King Mosazulu Zwelithini. Recall, John, he was one of those senior princes who led many operations by the king, but also whenever the king would address a certain program, they would ensure that everything goes accordingly. They were part of the king's advisors as well. You'd recall that shortly before the reed dance at Enyogeni Royal Palace, there was an issue of the other faction addressing members of the media at Enyogeni Royal Palace.
Yes.
Mbongiseni was one of those senior princes who then disrupted that media briefing, telling the other faction that this as the home of the king, so therefore we're ordering you to leave. And many people remember him from that particular video, John, that made rounds on social media. But also many would remember him as the man who's always been seen with King Mosazulu Zwelithini in public. So we do know, John, that the authorities say they are investigating two murder cases. You'd recall that what happened was that when they were leaving, wherever they were in Nongoma, I said that they were visiting relatives, and that's when they were then attacked by two individuals. We are told, John, by authorities,
yes,
that they were seriously injured. They sustained very serious injuries. One of them, although unconfirmed at this stage by police, John, one of them died instantly on the scene, but one later died at a healthcare facility later on, John.
So, Nhlanhla, any comment yet from the royal house or anyone close to it?
Yesterday, when I called Prince Thulani Zulu, the official spokesperson of King Mosazulu Zwelithini, he said he would return my call, tried texting again today. There has not been any official word from the royal house, from the traditional prime minister, minister of the Zulu monarch and people, that Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi. But there have been tributes and statements from the provincial government, one from Premier Nomusa Dube Ncube conveying condolences to the Zulu royal family. There's another one from the Speaker of the Provincial Legislature, Nontembeko Boys. Political parties and other organizations in the province have reached out. In fact, the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs also released a statement saying this, you know, has affected the House of Traditional Leaders because he served as Induna in the Osutu Traditional Council. You'd recall, sir, that there was the killing, as you mentioned, of Dr. Khumalo in September after he left an event he had been attending with the king. But last month in October, another Induna in that same council was shot. That's Induna Masemba. So now this marks a third killing of members of that traditional house. We are told that when Induna Mapema was killed, three other people were killed alongside with him, as now with the case of Prince Mbongiseni killed with another person. That person, although not confirmed yet, John, is believed to have been his protector. So the Cooperative Governance Department in the province saying that this is affecting the House of Traditional Leaders. In fact,
yes,
they look at this particular killing as though they are undermining and are trying to destabilize the you know, the institution of traditional leaders. So those are the tributes that we've been seeing in official words really from government. But as for the royal family, we have not had anything in this regard, John.
Thanks very much, Nhlanhla Mabaso, the latest from down in KZN. From that province, let's go to the Western Cape. Specifically, let's go to Parliament, where the National Prosecuting Authority has been reporting back to members of Parliament about cases, a good number of them, by the way, that are supposed to be brought and made court ready in regard to matters arising out of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. In other words, this is unfinished business that is decades old. Lindsay Dentlinger was there to hear the NPA explain what's happening or why not as much is happening as should, and joins us now on 702 Drive. Lindsay, welcome. What was the purpose of the report back? Was it to talk about stuff that's in the pipeline or to try and explain why this appears to be stalled?
Good afternoon, John. Well, a little bit of all of that, really. This is a quarterly update that the NPA had promised previously to the committee that it would come at regular intervals to explain and to give an update. As you've rightly pointed out, this is decades-old work, some 300 just murder cases alone referred from the TRC to the NPA. And over the years, as you well know, very little have we seen in the way of any progress being made, you know, in these various cases. And on the face of it, if you look at the numbers, John, it would appear that the wheels are turning. We hear today that there are a dedicated number of prosecutors and investigators from the Hawks whose jobs are nothing other than to pursue these cases. And we know that just over the last month, 64 additional cases, crimes have been reopened for investigation, and there are currently around 129 of them that have been enrolled that are at various stages, John, of the prosecuting authority looking at where they can reopen inquest, where they can perhaps pursue charges. But we know, and this is the point that the deputy head of the prosecutions has made to Parliament today, that many of these people involved are long since passed on, and of course then there is that problematic issue of the evidence trail having either been destroyed or, you know, run cold, or just making it extremely difficult to make significant progress in trying to bring these matters to the court.
Was it ever suggested to them that rather than trying to do a little bit of everything, that maybe they ought to focus in on a smaller number of cases and at the very least get those going, get them court ready, and get the judge and the people who should be answering in the same room?
Well, one of the MPs from Al Jamar, really, John, saying that he didn't want to see the NPA doing exactly what you're saying. They don't believe that the NPA should be cherry-picking, if you will, what cases come to court, which ones get priority, because they say, you know, the families of these victims have literally been waiting for decades. They want some kind of peace, some kind of outcome, no matter what it is, no matter how small it might appear to you and me, but to those families whose loved ones have been, the cause of death have been incorrectly assigned, it would bring them some kind of relief. And MPs saying they want to see action on all these cases. All the families really deserve some form of closure in one way or the other. And Rodney de Cock from the NPA saying that they are trying to do their best to give attention to all these matters. And you might recall, John, that a few months ago, the Justice Minister had said he would establish an inquiry to look into political interference, which might have stalled some of these cases gaining traction. And today we hear from the NPA that they are, in fact, in the process of appointing an independent senior legal counsel to review where they are and where they're going wrong and what they could be doing better, and just to really you know, overview the entire process, because it is their desire to try to wrap up these cases within the next 3 to 5 years.
Thanks very much, Lindsay Dentlinger, who is down in Parliament. I don't know, but there may be somebody who's listening who's actually got one of those matters from the TRC that you are hoping will find its way into the courts, backed up by solid investigative and prosecutorial work by the NPA. I mean, if this is something that directly affects you or somebody you know, do give us a call. We'd love to hear about that.